You're listening to Gearing Up, an Everyday Carry podcast. This is a show that's dedicated to highlighting members and makers of the Everyday Carry community that are doing really awesome things. If you're into knives, gear, and talking about what's going on in the hobby, this is the show for you. Make sure you subscribe so you get new episodes whenever they drop, and follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so you can join the conversation. Gearing Up is sponsored by Nutsack Bags. If you're in the market for a new bag or a satchel or a sling or a pouch, check them out. They've got some amazing stuff. Everything's made in the U.S. Everything comes with a lifetime guarantee. I promise you won't be disappointed. Just go visit Nutsack.com and see everything they have to offer. And thanks again to Nutsack for sponsoring the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Gearing Up. This is the Everyday Carry podcast, where we talk about everyday carry stuff. Today, of course, you already know, today is no exception. Now, before I get too far into the weeds here, I want to give a little disclaimer. I'm trying something new. You might know because you can hear things that you couldn't normally hear. Don't be afraid. It's okay. This is going to be fun, I think. So I got a new wireless lav mic because my other one was super cheap and just overall not that great, and the one I got to replace it works with both my iPad and my iPhone, USB-C and Lightning, and it's a two-pack. So if I ever go somewhere when I have a guest on, I can get another voice. So I'm testing it out. I'm walking around the house doing some tidying, and I've got it clipped on my chest here. And I'm trying out both, you know, the mic and how it works and the recording and how that sounds, as well as like the noise cancellation feature that it has and all of that stuff. So this one sounds a little different. That's why. And also, like, I'm moving around the house, so you might hear me set stuff down, pick stuff up, open doors, whatever. And so just wanted everyone to be aware that those potential distractions, both to you and to me, are a thing. Anyways, today's episode, don't use your knife for that. If you've been following along the last few episodes, we are at the letter D in this series. If you want more info about the series, go back to the first one, about three episodes back. Depending on when I upload this, I've got a couple others. I might do it out of order. But this is episode D, and you know, I was thinking, like, what? The first thing that came to mind is don't use your knife for that. And so I was like, I'm going to talk about pry bars, and you may be thinking, why wouldn't you wait until the letter P? Because there's something else for the letter P. So just be patient. There's something else. So today we're talking about pry bars and why I prefer carrying one, why I carry one every day, some of my favorites, some of my practical uses, all of those things. And pry bars are a weird topic. They seem to have sort of two camps. You either fall into team pry bar or absolutely not, no team pry bar. Don't know what you're thinking. Don't know why you'd ever want to use one or carry one. And of course, I'm doing this episode. That means I fall into team pry bar. Hello. I've been a big fan of pry bars. Since I got into EDC, it struck me as one of those things that when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a neat idea. Having a slim, dedicated pry tool. Like, I appreciate the idea. And over, you know, my time in the everyday carry world, I have grown very fond of using my pry bar whenever I have the opportunity. So why do I carry a pry bar? Why do I think you need one? Why should you carry one? Why? basically anything you'd need a flathead for, or a wedge or something like that. Like, pry bars are great for that kind of stuff. Using your knife to pry things is wrong on so many levels. I don't like it. You run the risk of damaging the blade or the edge, or imagine, I mean, if you're prying, you're probably putting some pressure. What if you slip? The blade, you know, slices you, stabs you, whatever. That's not good. So there's a lot of reasons why not to use your knife to pry things. To me, there are more reasons why you should carry a pry bar than there are reasons you shouldn't use your knife to pry, if that makes sense. If you're with me, thank you. So I use, first I want to talk about what I use a pry bar for. Then I'll talk about some of my favorites and, you know, some of the things I look for, and we'll go from there. So my sort of common uses for a pry bar: scraping, prying, tightening. That pretty much sums it up. So anytime, you know, I got kids, they get sticky stuff everywhere. My sons are obsessed with stickers, and I, you know, it is what it is, but they put stickers on everything, like everything. And so, no lie, there have been times where I've had to really scrape off some of them. And so it's nice to have something that I can get dirty, that I can beat up, that I can not worry about the finish on or what have you. I thought it would make sense to come up with some practical examples. It's hard to say, like, I use it to pry. How often do you need to pry? Prying sounds so violent. I don't pry with it a whole lot, but there have been times that it has come in handy. You know, if I need to pop a fuse out, or my favorite example, and I think I've talked about this before, but my favorite example is last season for Christmas. I was putting lights up around the house, and you know those plastic clips that they have that slide up under the shingles, like, I was trying to make sure the lights were secure and that the clips were on. And so, you know, getting the lights to sit in there properly, those plastic things are cheap as hell and tiny. And anyway, so using the pry bar, I was able to get them in to the clip securely. And we didn't have any lights fall down all season. So I was able to get them in like the right spot. And the only reason I know that my pry bar was helpful is because I did it by hand like 8 times. And I was like, I'm done. This is, no, got to be a better way. And as I was getting down the ladder, I was like, I have a pry bar with me. I wonder if I can just pry these. So I pulled out the pry bar I was carrying that day, and I was able to, you know, use it to just pull back that plastic enough, and it worked. So there have been some times where it's super convenient. The way that I, you know, organize my everyday carry, I have a wallet. I've talked about it before, but it's got a couple slots on the front for slim, you know, EDC items. One's a pen, one's a pry bar. And so I generally don't leave the house without those. And those little instances of finding some practical use for it, and even the things that, like, other EDC people, like, I don't know how many times I've heard EDC people talk about, I use a pry bar to take the base off my tripod. I'm guilty of that too. I've got a couple of tripods, some that I use primarily for my camera, some that I use for the little phone grip, but it is nice to have like a dedicated flathead to, you know, loosen those up a little bit or tighten them down. You know, if I'm going through switching the setup up, and I want to make sure that my phone's secure or that the tripod is secure, like, I can get in there and really tighten down that base plate. So it's nice to have. It's a nice to have thing, and the added benefit would outweigh any bulk or, you know, discomfort or whatever. But if you find the right pry bar, honestly, half the time I forget I even have it until I need it, and then I'm like, oh, hey. So you've got to find the right pry, And you've obviously got to acknowledge some practical instances where it would have been good to have. And then I think it's a lot easier to justify a pry bar. So that's a whole lot to say, like, that's why I carry one. That's, you know, those are some of my uses. But I wanted to talk about a couple of my favorites, three specifically. And they're all from three different makers. You guys should know these items, these makers, and most of you probably own at least one of these. But these are not in any particular order. I'm not ranking them. If I won't rank them, but I will say the one I carry the most is the first one I'll talk about, and I'll talk about why I carry it the most as well. So the first one on the list is from my good buddy Eddie over at OEG, One-Eyed Ghost. Shout out, Eddie, if you're listening. Miss you, bro. Love you. Call me. But the Good Luck Pry and the GLP Light are so incredibly well designed. They have just the right amount of like flair or design. I don't know what you would say, but like it's not just a hunk of metal. Like there's obviously some thought that goes into it. The finishes on them are outstanding. And so personally, I have the GLP Light. So, and Eddie, jump in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but I believe the Light is slightly smaller and it does not have a pocket clip. And I love, at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like not having a clip, but then I realized like, I don't need a clip. It has a place in my wallet that holds it just fine. So I did put a little lanyard on it so I can pull it out of the wallet real easy, but it adds nothing. It's super thin. It's titanium, so it's super lightweight. And that's actually the pry I was using for the Christmas lights. And it's hands down one of the best tools that I've used. It's probably one of my most used EDC items, that and a knife. And the Good Luck Pry, and just everything that Eddie create. You guys know I've talked about Eddie before and OEG, but the Good Luck Pry light is perfect for sort of minimal EDC. If you have one of those like gear wallets, even pouches, if it's really nicely in there and it almost just disappears. So it's a good one to look at. I think that's all I've got to say about that one. Let's jump into number two. So the second one I want to talk about is from Casey Lynch. Big fan of Casey's, huge fan of his work. I've gotten the chance to get to know him a little bit. He's been on the podcast, and all of the different versions and families of his pry bars are some of the best work in the everyday carry world. His clips, you guys know, are legendary, and just the, again, attention to detail, the little design aesthetics. Like, so I have the V2, and it is the smaller, I don't remember which one it is. It's the V2 dot something. And it is such a good pry bar. It's the perfect size. It's about as big as the GLP Light. And it just like overall, just it's got the clip. And even with the clip, it's still not, you know, it doesn't add any bulk or hotspots or anything like that. I love the little angry eye design accent at the opening up top. And it's just a great pry bar. Great design, great little nail puller and bottle opener and all that stuff. And I'm lucky to get to know Casey and lucky to have had the chance to have him on the show. And I need to catch up with him. Maybe I'll shoot him a message after this. But the All Access Pass lineup from Casey Lynch is incredible. I mean, just some of the best design work and execution and attention to detail. I mean, it's world class. So if you've never owned an All Access Pass, I definitely recommend like do some looking around, try to figure out size wise what you want, because some of the larger versions they're just too large for me. I forget what model it is. The version that I have is a little small for most people. I like it because again, it just sort of disappears in my wallet. But there's a one dot something and it is like the perfect size for my hand. The V2 dot whatever that I have is, yeah, it's a little on the small side, but for what I use it for, it's perfectly fine. And I'll take that trade off to have the design and, you know, the ability to just slip it in the wallet. But he's got I'm struggling to remember which version it is, but someone help me out in the comments if you know which one I'm talking about. But I think it's the 1.5 or something like that. And it's slightly bigger. It doesn't curve quite as much on the top, and just overall a little bit sturdier looking, a little bit larger. So, and then he's obviously got like IWK and a couple others. And so he's got all kinds of flavors. Go check them out. I highly recommend it if you've never owned one. The unboxing experience, the support, the warranty, everything. It's world class. So huge shout out to Casey Lynch and the All Access Pass as another really great pry bar. The last one I want to talk about, so number one, I really like this maker. Super nice guy. Also been on the pod. And to me, this is one that I did not like at first, but then after I had the chance to speak with him, kind of understood the impetus for the design and the reasons he did this and that. I was like, oh, that makes total sense. So the next one I want to talk about is from Vero, Joseph Vero, Vero Engineering. Vero. We'll call it Vero for now. Sorry, Joseph. But the Vero Fulcrum and the smaller counterpart, it's a Fulcrum Light, I think. Really sort of unique design in just how it's put together and the shape and the ergonomics and all that stuff. And I've had the chance to have both. And this is one I'm probably most torn on in terms of which one do I prefer, because if I'm thinking about my preferences for everyday carry, I like the smaller one because it tucks into the wallet pretty minimal, a little bulkier than the other two in terms of like how it carries, but it makes sense why. But the larger one is definitely like more comfortable and definitely easier to use, especially for heavier duty tasks. So the Fulcrum is unique in that it is, you know, in talking to Joseph, like it was designed as a bit driver first and a pry bar almost secondary. And I really love this idea. It's done very well. And the fit and finish, the material, all the different options that you have and the customization that you can do, it's unreal. So I'm a huge fan. It's a really well done bit driver. I love the little magnetic bit holder at the top. And again, all the different clip options and all of that stuff. Like Joseph really knocked it out of the park with that design and the execution and just sort of continuing on it and following up and creating new variants and new finishes and all of that stuff. And it's a solid pry bar, either size. But the fact that the O-rings are there and they hold the bits in place and you've kind of just got a whole package, like it in terms of extra functionality, it's really awesome. So if you're not, you know, and at the same time, I would also say one of the things, and I haven't mentioned this, and this is true for all these guys, but if you're a fan of a maker and you want to support them, but maybe their knives are out of your price range or their knives are not always available, a lot of times these pry bars are significantly cheaper than a knife and readily available. I can't talk right now. So it's another great way to support the maker without committing to, you know, the full knife purchase. If that's something that's important to you, I think it's a really important thing to recognize, because yeah, you don't have to spend a few hundred dollars on a knife. You can spend $85 on a pry bar or whatever, you know, whatever it costs, but definitely good options. And there are tons and tons more out there. Brassworks makes some really incredible pry bars and bottle openers out of brass. I know I'm forgetting probably some other really Coke. God, how can I forget Coke? The cap lifter. Probably like that's one I'm disappointed I don't still have in the collection. And I need to get one back. What else? Man, I feel like I'm drawing a blank. But yeah, there's a ton out there. And so I really recommend if you're team no Pryvar, and I have not been able to talk sense into you, first off, I'm kidding, I'm joking, like it's not a dig at anybody. But I'm curious to hear from you. Like, what do you do in those situations where it might behoove you to have one? And if you make do, use your knife, whatever. That's fine. But if your team no pry bar and I've swayed you a little bit, let me know which way you're thinking about going. Let me know what you're interested in. I'd be really, really interested to hear from you. Yeah, I man. Okay, so going back to the first point I made about this new mic, like it's really nice being able to just walk around. I sat down a few minutes ago, but I don't know if you guys noticed. I'm hoping when I listen back to this that it doesn't sound like hot amplified garbage. And if it does, you guys will never hear this. But if you're hearing it, it means it passed the shoddy quality control that I have. Anyways, that about does it for today. I wish I had written down more examples of pry bars so I could shout out some more folks. But I didn't, and I'm a failure, and I'm sorry. But anyways, thank you guys again for the continued support. Thanks for checking out the show. Thanks for the downloads, the comments, the words of encouragement, all of those things. And before we go, I want to give this week's shout out to a maker that I've been quite fond of lately, EDC_booze. So I don't know this maker's first and last name. I just know him as EDC Booze. He makes these ghost shaped nucks that are really cool, but his bead game is insane. I'm a huge fan of his beads. I own two or three of them at this point, and I've got a few more so that I'm trying to snag. But he makes some really great stuff. It's reasonably priced, and just an all around talented maker. So EDC_booze. If you're not following him, go give him a follow. Check him out. He's got some really great beads, some really great nucks, and always cool to support a maker. So go check him out. Anyways, that does it for this week's episode. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Be sure to follow over on Instagram so that we can have a chat about your prize situation. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys in the next one. Thanks, everyone. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you get new episodes every time they're released. And make sure you follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so that we can stay in touch. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.